Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on May 7th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we are definitely looking for a repeat. Is the voting still open, Jackie?
I think it ended this past weekend.
Oh, well, I hope you voted for us. We love doing what we do. We live, we love, we laugh, and we leave a legacy. That's what everyone does here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing great this morning, Joe.
Whoa, so much good news. It's the weather. It's going to be warm this weekend, at least on Sunday, I guess. It's going to be a South Bay weekend. But, of course, we're looking forward to some great events, even on the water. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning, our returning guest this morning, is Julie Cole from the King Harbor Boating Foundation, a co-founder of the foundation. Julie is currently chairman of its board of directors, in addition to being an active member at King Harbor Yacht Club. As an avid and active participant in sailboat racing with a true passion for the sea, her interest in boating began as a teenager when she raced with her dad. Her love for sailboat racing wasn't revived until 2006 after she finished raising her two daughters. It was then she became heavily involved with boats and racing, bringing her passion to life when she co-founded the King Harbor Seafair, a popular family excursion now in its eighth year. Over the years, Julie has served on the board of directors for the King Harbor Youth Foundation and the King Harbor Yacht Club. She has held many leadership positions within King Harbor Yacht Club and last year founded the Women's Race Fleet. Due to her deep love and respect for the ocean, Julie champions and mentors new boaters and encourages safe boating practices and marine conservation. For the past 11 years, boating in the sea have been a great inspiration for her creative nature. As a glass artist, she has created magnificent glass art for which she has won many commissions. Julie has also applied her expertise in the field of technology for more than 20 years. She has been happily married to her husband, Frank, of 19 years, and feels privileged that she gets to call Redondo Beach and King Harbor home. Now, Seafair is a free family event offering a unique opportunity to prepare for the summer boating season, along with several fun and educational activities. And this morning, Julie is going to tell us what we can expect at the event, which takes place on Sunday, May 17th. That's not this weekend, next weekend, Sunday, May 17th, from 11 in the morning till 6 p.m. Julie, welcome back to the program. We are so glad you could join us again.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. That was a very warm welcome. I'm exhausted from everything that you read.
That happens a lot. Our guests are like, wow, when you put it like that.
Right. Yeah, I sound pretty impressive, don't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I was going to use the word exhausted, but we can go with your words.
You'd be surprised how much you can accomplish in a lifetime, you know?
Exactly.
And many, many decades and decades and decades to go, because you're so young, Julie. We loved working with you a couple years ago at the King Harbor Foundation, the King Harbor Yacht Club, and we look forward to this event. It's such an iconic event, but I want you to take us back for those people who've never been or are new to the area. Let's frame the discussion. What is the King Harbor Seafair?
The King Harbor Seafair is an event that was designed to basically kick off the summer boating season. Mm-hmm. And we occur every year on the third Sunday of May, which a lot of people do not know is the kickoff of National Safe Boating Week mm-hmm. that is put on by the Coast Guard and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. So the Coast Guard and the Coast Guard Auxiliary actually helped co-found the event. And it has grown from just a small, tiny event to now one that's starting to incorporate much more of the harbor. And with that, we've developed a family-friendly footprint that allows families to come down with kids of all ages to have access to the water through free sailboat rides and outrigger rides, and then to also have games and activities that are learning in nature, that talk about STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. So it's a good way for families to come down and really explore everything that we have in this harbor that they might not have known actually existed, and how they can access it on their own throughout the summer.
Wow, it's a great iconic event. And how many years has it been going on?
This is its eighth year. It's hard for me to believe it's been that many years, but each year we continue to grow and actually double in size.
Right.
So, and each year I say this is the best one ever, and every year it is, and then the next year we top ourselves. So it's been interesting to watch it grow. And some of the things that really are highlights for me is working with the many volunteers that make it happen and getting to know people in our community and really getting to share the passion that I have for the ocean with others that feel the same way.
Right.
It's not just the King Harbor Yacht Club, you know, taking part in this. There's a lot of elements down in that harbor. Julie, can you tell us about some of the other groups that you're partnering with on this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we did stem out of King Harbor Yacht Club originally. So I worked with them as a yacht club member to get the event off the ground, and there is a strong basis for the event at King Harbor Yacht Club, just because we have a lot of docks and that sort of thing. But as we've grown, we have partnered with Sea Lab. This is our second year where we have organized this event together. And also we have added Redondo Beach Yacht Club is very active. Mm-hmm. And now this year we're adding another kid zone over by Tarzan and the New Bay Club, which is formerly known as Spectrum. So this year's highlights include two kid zones, one that's going to have a main stage, which is going to highlight local talent. And then we're having a sand sculpting contest on the sand right next to the chart house. And then in addition to that, we're going to have a tall ship come in and offer a sailboat ride after the event. So it's interesting to go aboard a ship that is from a bygone era and really take a look at how sailing used to be versus the modern take on it.
Mm-hmm.
We will also have a Coast Guard cutter that will be in port, so that people can take a look at what our Coast Guard does to help protect us. And then we're fortunate if they are not out doing a rescue, we're going to have a Coast Guard helicopter rescue demonstration, which really highlights what the Coast Guard really does to help us protect our waterways. And a lot of times they're the unsung heroes. So it's amazing to see them do it live as they put a rescuer in the water to rescue a swimmer and the whole bit. It's a highlight when they do get to come and do the demonstration for us. It's a highlight for the audience.
Wow. It's really a great lineup this year.
I want you to go. Can you go back to what you were saying about, I think you called it the Bay Club? What's going on over there? Is Spectrum not over there anymore?
I know they had a name change. I don't have all the details. So that would be something that you would need to take up with their general manager. They are participating, and they're going to have we're going to have over at that location two bounce houses, some food trucks, and then because it's adjacent to Tarzan, that's where the stand-up paddleboarding is going to be and the yoga, so that people can actually try out a stand-up paddleboard on land and on the water if they choose.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, that we haven't talked about, that we have a lot of conservation groups that come out to really talk about the message of really taking care of our oceans and what we can do in our day-to-day lives to make a healthy environment for the ocean, which is such a great resource for us, both to play on, but also as a part of the planet and a part of, you know, how we exist in this world.
Right.
And I imagine C-Lab has a lot to do with that, right?
We have C-Lab, Heal the Bay. We have, you're catching me on the spot here. I don't have my participant list in front of me. But
oh, boy.
Yeah, a lot of different groups. We also have the Game and Wildlife comes out. But C-Lab, their message is really great. And their touch tanks are fantastic and are a highlight. It's interesting to see the kids come and actually, you know, get to touch the animals and get to hear about the animals. And it makes it much more real to them, because sometimes you look out at the vast ocean and you don't realize all the marine life that's underneath it. And in particular, too, in our harbor, people don't realize that even if you don't go beyond the breakwall, there's a lot of marine life that happens in our harbor.
Mm.
I mean, for instance, a lot of people may not realize that there's a sand dollar colony that is halfway down the breakwall. So through our waterfront education, we've been taking students out on a weekly basis on stand-up paddleboards, and they're exploring what's in the harbor. And it's amazing to see the kids grow and learn from week to week, because it's a living classroom, and it changes from week to week. And that's really what life is about.
It's wonderful. For people that don't know, the website for the King Harbor Boating Foundation is khbf.org, and there's lots and lots of information about the seafare there and about the objectives and mission of the King Harbor Boating Foundation. Why did the King Harbor Boating Foundation become formed from, I guess, within the yacht club? Why was the Boating Foundation formed originally?
Well, actually, there's two events that really were part of us being organized. One of them was the boat parade, and the second one was the seafare. And we were running into challenges with our corporate sponsors, because the Yacht Club is not a true 501c3, and they wanted to make sure that their donations were tax deductible. And then as a part of the discussion when we were formed, we said, you know, we can't exist just for two events. What do we want to do on the water? What is our goal? What are our aims? And so education became a big discussion of that, not only educating about how to get on the water, but how to do it safely. So that was a big part of why we were formed, and educating about conservation. So there's this component that until this year we hadn't really been able to engage the public in, because we were busy forming, you know, doing all the things that a brand new organization needs to do. And so with that, we were off and running, and we have been participating with the boat parade, and we continue to organize the seafare. And it's been great to watch our organization grow and really take our vision and actually implement it. It just has been amazing.
It's really, you have a who's who in terms of sponsors from the South Bay, everywhere from AES to Chevron. Lots and lots of the traditional corporate sponsors, Toyota, CenterCal, are involved, and why wouldn't they be? Because this is such a signature event. The ocean is our number one asset in the South Bay, by far, obviously. It's the thing that makes it special to live here. It, you know, governs our weather and of course recreation and of course the history of surfing and all the other water sports. It's wonderful. We love this event, Julie.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you talk about the ocean and living next to it. There's a great book called The Blue Mind, and it talks about how we as humans gravitate toward the ocean and to water in general, you know, if we don't live by the ocean, and a lot of people live by lakes. But, you know, we all interact with it a little bit differently, and, you know, what we take away from it. There are some people who get totally seasick, so they can't enjoy it on the water, but they enjoy it from the land perspective. Right. And then there are people who want to be under the water, you know, the scuba divers, and to explore and be one with it. I fit in the category, I like to be on top of the water in a sailboat, and that's how I interact with it. And then you have the in between, the kayakers and the stand-up paddleboards, who, you know, are a little bit closer to the nature than being, you know, up in a sailboat or a powerboat.
Right.
So I think, yeah, and it's interesting, too, the journey can be very different. It's enjoyable for me when I take people out for the first time who have never experienced the ocean from the water. And I usually take them, you know, over by Hermosa and Manhattan, and I tell them, look at that view. How many people get to see this view from the water? And then to watch them grow from that experience and get excited and suddenly get into taking sailboat lessons or getting on a stand-up paddleboard and just starting to emerge from being a person that has only interacted with the ocean from the land to being a part of the ocean community, and in particular our harbor community, because it's almost like you have a community within a community. Because when you're outside, when you're out on that water, we're all watching out for each other. You know, if something happens, you know, a lot of times rescue is not right at hand. And so we, you know, if you become distressed or what have you, we all watch out for each other. And particularly the scary times are like when the fog rolls in. And we're all kind of in that state where, you know, you start out, it's a sunshiny day, the fog rolls in, and you kind of look around. You know that there's powerboaters and stand-up paddleboarders, and we're all trying to get back into the harbor. And the fog is very disorienting. And so it's times like that that we all come together, you know, and when we see each other out in restaurants and bars and we say, oh, my gosh, were you out on the water on that Sunday when the fog rolled in? Wasn't that scary, you know? And so it brings a commonality, even though we may come from different walks of life. We have a shared passion.
It's important to highlight that you know, joining the King Harbor Yacht Club, you don't really have to have a boat, do you?
Yeah, all the yacht clubs are different, but our yacht club is made up of several fleets. And as you mentioned, there's the women's race fleet. And many of the fleets, you do not have to be a member to participate in those fleet activities. So you're allowed to come to fleet activities, but you would still be required to be a guest if you wanted to come to the yacht club and it wasn't through a fleet activity.
Right.
And the women's race fleet isn't the only fleet that's like that. We have a fishing fleet that's similar. We have a night watch fleet, which is a women's fleet that meets in the evenings once a month. And, you know, the reality is that there's this perception that the way to access the water is through a yacht club. And, you know, one of the things that we want to say through the Boating Foundation is, you know, there are many ways to access the water. Don't be intimidated. You know, just start asking around and putting out there that you have the desire. I had this happen last night. I was out, and someone said, you know, I've always wanted to get out on the water and sail. I said, great, I'll take you out Tuesday. And they're like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, let's get you out there. And you'll find that many boaters feel the same way. We want to share our passion. We want to help get you out on the water. And we want to get you addicted to the ocean just like we are. You know, it's amazing. And I think the other thing that kind of gets lost sometimes when we talk about recreational boating is that there's this whole ocean therapy that happens. You know, the ocean is kind of like one of our last wildlife areas. So when you're out there, you have to be in the present because you never know what's going to happen. Things do happen that you don't expect, and you have to be able to respond in that moment. So there's this letting go of all the worries that happen on land and, you know, all the things that we worry ourselves about on a day-to-day basis. And you just have to be out there for that moment, for that race, for that sail, for that SUP ride. And so it's very interesting when we, I know at least in the boating community, when we kind of go into our winter season, we all kind of get a little grumpy because we're not getting our water fixed on a regular basis.
Yeah, you know, just...
So I was going to say, another thing I want to talk about, we were talking about recreational boating, but also the whole idea that we have this marine classroom. I mean, and it's such a hands-on environment to actually learn about our world that we live in. Joe, you touched on a little bit about weather, you know, and how important the ocean is to our weather systems and, you know, what happens when we have Santa Ana winds and, you know, what happens with current. You know, in our area, people don't tend to think of us having current, but we have, you know, tidal current that happens in our harbor. And, you know, it can vary by a couple feet. And so if you're a boat, particularly if you're bringing a tall ship in, which needs at least 12 feet of water, you know, you have to be concerned about the tides because, you know, they would be sitting on the bottom of the harbor if in certain tides. So I just think there's so many lessons. And then if you take a look at our kelp beds, that are nearby and, you know, the things that happen there and the trench that we have. A lot of people don't know that when you go out of the harbor, there's a huge trench that is like the Grand Canyon underwater, and the ecosystems and things that happen in that trench really is what brings the marine life in. So when we see whales and we see dolphins, that means something is in the trench that they like to eat, quite frankly. And so, you know, there are cycles that happen with, you know, the weather and also with, you know, the temperature of the water. You know, one of the big stories that people are concerned with or want to know about is the fact that our ocean waters are in a warming cycle right now. And for that reason, we see a lot of the baby sea lion pups that are dying because there's just not enough food out there. So as they're being weaned from their mothers and the mothers have to go further and further to get their food supply, there is not enough close to the shore, so the babies are struggling and, you know, they unfortunately pass away. So it's kind of a cycle of life. And, you know, those little things, you know, when I hear people say, oh, those sea lions are dying because, you know, of global warming, it's like, no, 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 this is a five-year cycle that happens. This is nature, you know.
Jackie? There's a massive undertaking to rescue a lot of those pups. I know Jackie May out of Manhattan Beach is working with, you know, a bunch of volunteers to, there's a marine mammal rescue outfit that has been helping out with that effort.
Oh, and they are, Max. There was a great fundraising event a week ago that Tarzan put together, and
right.
A bunch of people came out to help support that the Marine Mammal Care Center out of San Pedro, and they take as many as they can. There's another gentleman on Dockweiler Beach. There is a great article that was done in the Easy Reader that did a really good job of explaining kind of the whole cycle of what's happening and what people are trying to do to help. And in particular, it hit close to home for our organization because through our waterfront education, we had, as I mentioned, the students going out every week. And so for them to witness these baby sea lions being born, being nursed by their mothers, and then the mothers taking off and watching them become very sick and frail and then eventually dying. So there was a whole educational lesson that we had to wrap around and adapt for children and explain, you know, because they were witnessing that firsthand, you know, when they see, you know, six dead sea lions in an area that is their marine classroom, you know, you have to really take a look at, you know, how do you explain that? And, you know, you just, it's what makes, you know, the waterfront such a great classroom. I mean, because when you witness something firsthand versus reading it in a book, it makes much more of an impression.
Right. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking the ocean, and we're talking about getting out on the ocean and interacting with the ocean and just having a wonderful time learning about the ocean at the King Harbor Sea Fair 2015, Sunday, May 17th. From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., come on out and enjoy this incredible event put on and sponsored partly by the King Harbor Boating Foundation. And we're talking with Julie Cole about that, and we're going to talk with her some more. And if you'd like to call in, we'd love to have your comment or question. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. We'd also like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it. whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Excellent, excellent.
And, Joe, I just wanted to go back to what Julie was saying about getting people on the water.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into Julie at an event last week, I believe it was, down at the harbor, and I was telling her that last summer I was crewing for a boat for the race season. We were racing on Tuesday nights, and my team kind of fell apart mid-season, and I have been dying to get back to it. I really miss it. I really enjoyed everything about it. I really enjoyed being on the water. I enjoyed learning, because I'm a neophyte. You know, I don't know anything about sailing, and you know, so I was doing a lot of the grunt work. I was grinding and stuff, but I was talking to her about it, and she said, "Hey, you want to race? I'll get you on a boat."
Right.
You know, it really is kind of as simple as that.
Right.
One of the things I want to mention too about the Seafair that we haven't really talked about is this is a free event, so you know it is designed to be an informational event. So there's no charge to the families that come down. There is food and beverages that you can purchase, but it's a fun, free day where you can come and experience the harbor. And what's been a highlight is to watch some of these families that have come since their children were 3 years old and have taken the sailboat rides, and now their children are older and they're embracing the lessons, whether it's stand-up paddleboard lessons or sailboat lessons. But it's really engaging them at a young age to be open that, look, there's this wide world out there. Because with children, you never know what's going to stick. For one kid, it's soccer. For the next kid, it's sailing. You know, that's a part of, you know, developing as not only children, but as adults as well, right?
Right, right. What an opportunity. I just have to, thank the King Harbor Boating Foundation and all of the other sponsors, because this is something that's unique to the South Bay. It's unique to Southern California, having the ocean here and having an event like this that really exposes people to a wide range of activities at the ocean instead of, the typical fare, which is, we all see surfing, we all see people playing volleyball and so forth on the beach, but there aren't a lot of events like this. I think this event is unique, Julie.
Yeah, it is unique to our area. For sure, there's other parts of the country that do something similar.
Mm.
But an event like this doesn't happen without the sponsors. And because
right.
it is the type of event that's free. So without the Center Cals and the AESs and the Chevrons. And then this year, we have in the major sponsor category two new sponsors, which is South Bay Galleria, who has been tremendous to work with. We first started working with them at the boat parade when they sponsored the public bleachers. And then a new sponsor is Camp Runamut, which I'm excited to see them out. And it'll be interesting. They have a great gift basket for our passport raffle full of doggy treats. And then, although they are the big sponsors, our small sponsors are just as important too. They may not have the checkbook that the larger sponsors do, but they do add up. And, for the first time, we're going to have Marina Diving out, which is interesting because, they want to come out just to meet their customers. And for those that don't know, Marina Diving basically cleans the boat bottoms within the harbor.
Mm.
So they're excited about coming out and meeting their customers face-to-face because most of the time, their customers only know them as a tag on the bow of the boat saying that the bottom's been cleaned. Of course, we mentioned King Harbor Yacht Club and Redondo Beach Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
And with us from the beginning has been our local Coast Guard flotilla. And we mentioned Sea Lab. But King Harbor Marina, which is a good portion of the footprint, actually it's the whole footprint at this point, Mike has been great to work with over there and very supportive as we have grown. And he's got this wealth of knowledge of the harbor. And sometimes we want to do something, he's like, hey, great idea, but let's execute it this way. And Blue Pacific Yachts has been tremendous. Vicky over there has watched us grow and try different things from year to year, and she's one of those main anchors to the event, and she's always good, full of great ideas. So even the big sponsors and the small sponsors, they make it happen from a financial perspective, and I can't say and reiterate enough the volunteers. And it's not too late. If people want to come out and help, we have many jobs the day of that need some help. Anything from helping to get the mounds ready for the sand sculpting contest to helping us get life jackets on folks before they go on the boat rides.
Right.
So there's a lot of ways to get involved. And I have found in my own experiences that by volunteering, I make new friends. I might not encounter them in my regular course of business and life as I go day to day, but then I volunteer and I was like, wow, this is a really great person that I want to hang out with. So
right.
I think volunteering as a community brings us closer, and it brings diversified people together that might not usually hang out and do things together.
Well, that's wonderful. Just to highlight, you know, the leadership and the time and the effort, as you say, it's kind of an addiction. The water is an addiction. But putting all this effort into organizing really, you know, promoting the King Harbor Boating Foundation, Julie, that's a big job. So I want to highlight the directors of the foundation. I've got a list here. You mind if I read it off?
No, go ahead. And we're not, but for our board of directors is still evolving. So I think you might have the most up to date, but if not, I'll chime in.
Please do. Of course, there's Julie Cole, chairman of the board, Brianne Allen, operations manager, Vicki Becker, Don Colson, Terry Duke, Stephen Goldstein, Mark, help me with his last name, Mark Machusik.
Yep, he's perfect.
Mark Machusik and Michaela Marafino, a great friend of the South Bay Show, Mickey Marafino, currently vice president of marketing for Redondo Beach Waterfront and Centertown Properties, and then Erica Swenson. What a great board of directors. Also, Elizabeth Bloom, director of Waterfront Education. What a great group of dedicated people, dedicated to the best that the waterfront has to offer. This is great. We're looking forward to it.
Stephen Goldstein? Is that
yep.
my friend Steve Goldstein that competed in Dancing with the Stars this year?
Yeah, the one and only, right?
Okay.
With our board, we've been very selective in how our approach to putting together a board, because we didn't want it to be just a group of voters. We wanted it to be a very diverse group. So we looked at people who, like in Steve's case, he's very community oriented. He's very active. You know, he is very engaged with the local community. We take a look at Brianna, who is over at the Da Vinci School of Innovation, where we actually ran an in-classroom ocean science enhancement program, 13 weeks, where we actually brought the ocean and the ocean lessons into the classroom for their kids.
Wow.
And you take a look at Erica, who is, you know, fantastic. She's a water person, but she's got a skill set for taking a look at, all right, how do we go after grants and really put these programs together and get them, you know, to be financially viable. And then you mentioned Mark. Mark is an innovator. He sees, his brain goes where my brain goes, which is 5 years down the road, what are we going to look like?
Mm.
And then, you know, we have the attorneys and the accountants. And you mentioned Terry. Terry is just joining us. His first board meeting will be on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that when you're doing these types of programs that happens behind the scenes and is boring and not sexy at all is dealing with the insurance. Because when you're dealing with all these entities, you have to take a look at, okay, we need to make sure it's safe, and then you have to take a look at all these other issues that are behind the scenes. When you go to an event, you don't realize that, you know, that we're actively engaged with the city on multiple levels for an event like this. So, you know, you're dealing with, you know, the public works with the streets, and you're dealing with the fire chief and the chief of police, and, you know, there's all these entities that go into it. So it's the organizing group, but then also interacting with the city, and the city is very good about helping us meet the needs of what we're trying to do. So, you know, it does take an army to pull off a big community event like this.
Right, right.
Julie, a quick question. I remember vaguely remember going to an event. I'm not sure. I think it was at King Harbor Yacht Club where did you have like dog sitting set up there where you could leave your dog? They had little kennels set up for people that wanted to come, and of course the dogs can't go to the event. Was that you?
Okay, so, yeah, that was last year. We tried doing a doggy valet with Zoom Room.
Right.
And it worked okay. Dogs are permitted in all parts of the event except the King Harbor Yacht Club premises, so that if people do want to bring their dogs down, just understand that. We are going to have a dog walker that will walk your dog from, I believe it's 12 o'clock until 2 o'clock. But you'll have to check the website for the scheduled event, so don't quote me on that. But so we're trying to explore how that we can make it more convenient for people who attend. There is going to be free parking at AES and reduced parking over at the Redondo Beach Marina lot, which is a lot by Ruby's. And then we're going to have an open-air trolley that's going to be going back and forth through the venue into the different parking lots. A couple other things that we're exploring that we haven't been able to pull off for this year, but if anyone's out there and can help us for next year, is we would love to be able to do like a bike valet service, and then also the same thing for strollers. But, you know, it's sometimes there's that one thing too many, and although it's on our target list this year, it was the one thing too many. We had other things that we were trying to accomplish. So, we're always open to input. You know, that's what makes this event grow so much is we do gather input from the previous year, and we take a look at it. So, you know, it's after the event. If you come to the event, if you have a great time, let us know. If you didn't have such a great time and something didn't work or meet your expectations, let us know that too, because that's how we grow and get better.
So, Julie, chances are I'll probably come down on my bike. So lock it up where you can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At this point,
right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Last year we went down with our dog and we put the dog in the doggy valet and it was great.
Doggy valet.
It was great. No, it was great. She was good.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, you're listening to the South Bay Show, ladies and gentlemen, and pretty soon we're gonna do the calendar of events. What else is going on around town? And then we'll be right back with Julie. But before we go, then, have we covered everything that you wanted to cover, Julie, in terms of the King Harbor Seafair?
I think we have a pretty good painted a pretty good picture, but there's nothing like really experiencing it.
Right.
So, you know, come on down, take a free sailboat ride, explore the tall ship. The tall ship will be in port for 2 days, so they're going to be offering a sunset sail on the day of Seafair, which is the 17th. And then for families that have homeschoolers, they are going to be offering Monday, the 18th, a five-hour STEM topsail program where the kids get divided into groups and they spend time in the navigation room. They spend time learning about rigging and working with rigging. They spend time at the helm. So it really is a great program, and I encourage people to take a look and sign up at that because they can only take so many people, so the spots go quickly. We are going to have all kinds of local entertainment, so definitely check out the stage, what's going on there. We have local dance troupes. I think we have a hula group coming out. We're looking at a puppet show that's going to talk about safe boating. And, of course, it's going to be interesting to see the sand sculpting contest. I'm really excited to see what evolves out of that. And that's free. You can put a team together. Come on out. That is being organized by the Sand Sculptors International, which is an award-winning group, and they are going to be doing a workshop for the people who are going to be participating in the competition. And then if you want to come down and don't want to be a part of the competition, they have a little workshop area where their staff will be giving tips on how you can enhance your sand sculpting skills.
Hmm. The pictures are just amazing. khbf.org/seafair2015. That is incredible. That can't be a sand sculpture, but I guess it is. It's amazing.
That's amazing what they can do with sand and water.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I guess our sand is not the best sand. Who knew that there's different grades of sand, right? I just look at sand and go, okay, yay, sand. But if you come from that world, different types of sand. I guess there's sticky sand or what have you, but yeah. They say that our sand is workable, which is good. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see what they all come up with.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, wow.
And that's going to be over by the chart house. That's going to be on the beach over by the chart house, correct?
Correct, yeah. And definitely if you're interested in doing that, go to the website. There's a whole page that talks about the contest and the rules because they actually get started a little bit earlier because they need time to build these sand sculptures. So I believe their check-in time is at 9:30. But there's only eight spots or room for eight teams. So definitely, if you're interested in doing that, you can register online. And the website has the link for that. And it's designed as far as being mixed-age teams. And when we took a look at the contest and what other people have done, we said, you know, because this is a family event, we want it to be, you know, like groups coming together or schools coming together or churches coming together, you know, or, you know, Girl Scout troops coming together, you know, adults and families coming together to build a team, you know.
Right.
Wow. So it's our first year, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Sounds exciting. We are thrilled to highlight this event. It's a signature event, again, a signature event for the entire South Bay, and we're all looking forward to it greatly. Jackie, do you have a long list of events this time?
There are quite a few events happening this weekend. And first off, I just want to mention, don't forget this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't made reservations for Mother's Day brunch yet, you better get on that now. All right? Now. All right? Anyway, what else is going on? Okay. The public is invited to attend the Manhattan Beach Young Entrepreneurs Academy Investor Panel tonight at Verandah's Beach House. Basically, it's Shark Tank for some of our local high school kids. By the way, I'm just going to go through this quickly, and all of the details are on my website. Hmm. All right, so all the links, all the information is on. I'm just going to hit the highlights. So that's the Manhattan Beach Young Entrepreneurs Academy Investor Panel presentations tonight. And then also tonight, everyone is invited to celebrate the grand opening of Yorktown, the newest retail shop by Maureen McBride of Tabula Rasa in downtown Manhattan Beach. They're having a grand opening tonight, and everyone's invited, but you have to RSVP. If you don't RSVP, your name won't be on the list, and you won't be able to get in the door. And at that event, Chef David Lefevre, Chef David Lefevre will be giving attendees a taste of Author J, which is his new restaurant, which is about to open in downtown Manhattan Beach, so check that out. Tomorrow, women from the South Bay and beyond will be attending the second annual South Bay Women's Conference, Women Celebrating Women, on Friday, May 8th, and that is going to be at the Torrance Marriott South Bay. Big event. Everybody's going to be there. Not sure if it's sold out yet, so go check the tickets on that. South Bay Magazine presents the third annual Girls Night Out on Friday, May 8th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Civic Center Plaza in downtown Manhattan Beach. This is a hugely popular event, and everybody's going to be there. And that's downtown. And from what I understand, Trina Turk in Manhattan Beach is going to be having a little pre-party from 5 to 6. So if you're planning on going to Girls Night Out, stop by Trina Turk first and have a little libation before you get there. The Women's Club of Redondo Beach is proud to host the 8th annual Redondo Beach Firefighters Community Spaghetti Dinner on Saturday, May 9th from 4 to 8 p.m. The $15 per person, kids under 8, eat for free. This coincides with their annual open house, which takes place from 10 in the morning till 3 p.m. So you can go down to the fire station, tour it, and then afterwards go right across the street to the Women's Club and enjoy a spaghetti dinner cooked by your local firefighters. The City of Manhattan Beach, in collaboration with partners throughout the beach cities, will host the first annual Feel Good Festival on Saturday, May 9th at Pollywalk Park. The feature event is a yoga event with it's going to be led by local instructors, and there's a fee for that. But after that, everything else is free. There's going to be other free yoga classes and Pilates and belly dancing and all sorts of fun stuff. So that's Saturday. Take advantage of that. Okay, have you all heard about Crawl for Nepal?
No.
No. Okay, well, our local craft breweries have gotten together, and on Saturday, May 9th, breweries and tap rooms around Los Angeles and Orange County are going to take part in Crawl for Nepal. It's a fundraising effort to aid the victims of the Nepal earthquake and disaster up there. King Harbor Brewing is going to be offering their Storms of Bruin brew, and they're going to donate 50% of all the proceeds to Global Giving to help raise relief funds. I'm sure other breweries are doing this as well, so you know, check the websites. Use your beer drinking powers for good. It doesn't get any better than that, right? Okay, the city of Rolling Hills Estates welcomes area residents to join local Boy and Girl Scouts at the 58th annual Mayor's Breakfast Ride, which will be held on Saturday, May 9th. All right, local equestrians are invited to meet at Chandler Park at 8 a.m. and saddle up for a tour of the beautiful scenic trails. After the tour concludes at Ernie Hallett Park, and the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts will be serving pancakes, sausage, eggs, coffee, tea from 7 in the morning to 11 a.m. Advance tickets can be purchased from local Girl, Cub, or Boy Scouts for only $3, and tickets will be sold the day of the event for $5, okay? If you plan to attend, you must bring your own horse. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? you got to bring your own horse and tack. They're not going to be horses there for you to ride. So now, never in a million years could I imagine I'd have to say that. All attendees must bring their own horse, okay? All right, the Environmental Priorities Network presents the 2015 South Bay Solar and Green Homes Tours on Saturday, May 9th at various locations throughout the South Bay. The event runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and includes 10 stops in Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo, and Torrance. And they're going to include things such as drought-tolerant landscaping, water-wise systems, rooftop solar, photovoltaic and hot water solar collectors, plug-in electric vehicles, urban farming, energy-efficient features, and more. So if you're interested in doing any of that, you get to actually go into these people's homes,
right,
see what they're doing, and you get to talk to them. Like, how's this working for you? So that sounds like a very informative tour. Gallery H, the new Gallery H, presents opening reception, These Into That, Found Objects Art, on Saturday, May 9th. This is event features the work of our artist Ben Zask, a local Palos Verdes artist, and it's curated by our friend Gloria Placentia. Gallery H is part of the Phantom Gallery's LA Startup Program. I went to an opening a couple of weeks ago. It's fantastic. It's up on Hawthorne Boulevard, so check that out. The Daily Breeze of the South Bay will host the 7th Annual Successful Aging Expo on Saturday, May 9th. You getting the gist here? There's a ton of stuff going on Saturday, May 9th. Everybody's doing everything Saturday because Sunday is Mother's Day.
Right.
You know, so nobody wants to do an event on Mother's Day because everybody's going to be at brunch.
Off limits.
Yeah, exactly. So the Successful Aging Expo is going to be at the Torrance Marriott, and it's free. And as I said, it runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Torrance Public Library invites families to a healthy family field day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 9th at Charles Wilson Park in Torrance. There's going to be the Certified Farmers Market will be there. It's part of the Public Library's GET project, a healthy family initiative that encourages people to get moving, get informed, and get healthy. This event is free and open to the public, and that's the Torrance Library. Ego Fine Art Gallery presents Elements, Sea, Air, Land, a limited engagement exhibition by local photographer Kevin Gilligan. The show features unique aerial photography images of coastal Los Angeles for 2 days only, Saturday, May 9th and Sunday, May 10th. That's the one thing going on Sunday, May 10th, from 11 in the morning to 4 p.m. The opening reception on May 9th will feature the craft beer of King Harbor Brewing Company and the delicious confections of Marsada Fancy Chocolates. I've seen some of these pictures. They're amazing. I'm actually going to this. I'm going to stop at Gallery H first, and then I'm going to be heading over to Ego Fine Art Gallery, located at 604 North Francesca. That's the former Cannery Rose Studio. A program note, tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, we're going to be talking about the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix, the bike race.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about that tomorrow morning on the show.
Okay.
And as I said, all that information is on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're back with Julie Cole and the King Harbor Boating Foundation. and we're talking about the King Harbor Seafair coming up May 17th. Julie, this is a wonderful event. What would you say to people that have never been, you know, there are people that live in Redondo, a mile away from the ocean, that have never been to the King Harbor Seafair. What would you say to them?
I would say come on down and take a look and see what's really in the harbor, and take a look and see what opportunities you have to get out on the water. And also there's land-based activities as well. So even though we're talking about the ocean and celebrating the ocean, there's a lot of things that happen on land. And then the other thing is that it's an opportunity to learn about the ocean and conserving the ocean and the creatures that live in the ocean. Mm-hmm. So it's a great day to stop in and just see what our harbor is all about, or at least the portion that we're highlighting is about.
Right. Right, right, right. And we're it's going to be a fabulous day at the beach, no matter what the weather. It's rain or shine, but it's most likely going to be shine. We don't have much rain, even though we're having snow in the mountains.
It rained in my house last night.
Did it? Yeah.
Yes, it did.
They said
but I think it's going to. But again, this isn't until next weekend. This isn't until next Sunday, not this Sunday,
right.
Next
right.
Sunday,
yeah.
So
right.
The 17th. So, yeah, they're going to have a ton of stuff down there, something for everybody. That sandcastle contest, sand sculpting contest. You notice it's called a sand sculpting contest, not a sand castle, because people are sculpting a lot of things other than castles these days.
Oh, my goodness, yes, of course. If you look at the picture on the website, khbf.org/seafair2015, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, no, very talented. I'll definitely stop by there to check that out. And Julie, would you tell us one more time about parking and shuttle information again? Where people can park? Harbor Drive is torn up, so just be prepared for that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to jump back to the sand sculpting contest. If you go to the website, there actually is a Pinterest board that I have put together with all kinds of sand sculptures from around the globe. And it's really interesting to see how intricate some of these sculptures really are, and they really are sculptures. So, anyway, definitely check that out. So as far as parking, there is free parking at AES. There is paid parking within King Harbor Marina while it lasts. Yes, Harbor Drive is still torn up, but we'll be working around that. And then there is reduced parking over at Redondo Beach Marina Parking, which is the parking lot that has rubies and sambas and R10, you know, that's everything. So the shuttle will be going back and forth, so that you don't have to worry about walking down, you know, the construction zone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's going to be a great day. We'll see what the weather brings us. Sometimes it's a little chilly. Sometimes it's really hot. You just never know. Mother Nature's like that.
and by the way, we were riding our bikes last weekend along Harbor Drive, and the blacktop is down. There are signs that say bike path closed, but everybody's using it. So you don't have to be out with the cars now. The blacktop is down, and we just ignored the signs, and everybody was riding on it. So
they were doing a bunch of work yesterday too. So I mean, they're really trying to get it done in time for Memorial Day weekend. So you know, we'll see how far along they are by next weekend. And it's, you know, a great beautification project, and it's going to make, you know, being down at the harbor, especially if you're riding a bike or, you know, walking or what have you, a lot easier.
Oh, so I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
So excited about this.
I clicked on the link for the Pinterest, and these sand sculptures are absolutely unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing what they can do with just sand and water?
They're ephemeral. They're ephemeral. They're not going to let. They're there for a very limited period, and then they get washed away. And
exactly.
And I wanted to ask you about the tall ship, Julie. You had the tall ship in not that long ago. I went down and checked it out. Do you know yet where they're going to be? Because you had it in a different location last time.
Right. For the Seafair, we actually get permission from the board of King Harbor Yacht Club. So it will actually be on the docks outside the yacht club. And so for the sails, it will be disembarking from that location. You're correct. We did an open house in February where we actually had the tall ship over at the Portofino. It was a great event. We had over 700 people come out. And it was interesting because it wasn't just Redondo Beach locals. We actually did some tracking of zip codes, and we had people as far away from Ventura, and we had people from inland, from Riverside come out. So it's amazing how these tall ships really do draw people. And I don't know if it's the nostalgia of, you know, these ships and how they operate, and you just see how manual everything was, and it's just incredible. And to go out on one, like I said, I encourage people. They are offering sales after the Seafair. So it just really is an adventure. But one word of caution, if you're out on a tall ship, do not call it a pirate ship because, you know, it is a very sensitive topic for those who work in the tall ship industry. So, but do experience everything that Seafair has to offer. Please come down. If you have any questions, my number's on the website. We're still looking for volunteers, and it's a great way to come out and enjoy the community and our wonderful harbor.
The ship is beautiful. The ship is absolutely gorgeous. Joe, have you been on it yet?
No, we've not been on it, but we've been close to it, and I think we're going to get on it this time.
Yeah, get on. Take a tour of it or take a sail on it. Julie, is there a charge for the sail? Because that's a nonprofit org. They got to upkeep that.
There is a charge for the sail. It is $40 for adults, $20 for children.
Right.
And on the main page of our website, we actually have a video, a drone video, of the excursion from when the tall ship was in port in February.
Mm.
And so it's really magical to watch this tall ship as the sun is setting, and it's in our local waters, and it's really fantastic. So we're going to try to capture some more of that when they do their sails again this time.
Right.
But until you experience the tall ship, you just really don't know, like, the beauty and the magic of it. And if you're really lucky, the dolphins and the whales will come out to play. Maybe not so much the whales this time of year, but it's always interesting when the dolphins come out, and it just adds to the whole experience. No guarantees on the Animalize.
somebody told me that last weekend there was a pod of whales off Redondo.
I know that last Thursday when we were out racing, there were thousands of dolphins. So we went out early to practice, and it was just amazing. And by the time the rest of the boats came out, they had already moved on. So it is interesting when the animal life comes out. And I have to tell you, as a racer and someone who drives at the helm, it's hard to stay focused. Suddenly you're like, dolphin, whale.
Yeah.
It's like, Julie, watch your driving. You know.
and that, Julie, that's amazing. I experienced that once out on a sailboat last summer where we were just out there. We weren't racing. It was just a pleasure sail. And literally we were surrounded by thousands of dolphins, you know, jumping and breaching and jumping. It was amazing. It was just amazing.
Yeah. It's hard to, unless you experience it, it's hard to describe. But it's a part of, you know, being out on a regular basis. You know, no two times are alike. You know, you just never know what you're going to experience. And, you know, I've seen things like, you know, a jumping adolescent great white. And there's another time the bait, all the sunfish were out. And, you know, it's just amazing what comes out. And a lot of it is driven by what's in the water, you know, what is there for them to eat, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just have to ask, Julie, okay, what kinds of ships did the pirates use if they didn't use these tall ships?
You're out of my knowledge base, my friend.
Okay.
But if you come down and you talk to the staff of the tall ship, I'm
right.
sure they'll have all the answers for you.
Well, the navies and the armadas use the tall ship, too.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only one kind of ship. Usually pirates just stole a ship and then used that.
I just think that, you know, the pirates were a little unsavory, so.
Joe, don't show up with an eye patch.
No, I won't. I promise. I'll leave the eye patch at home. Julie Cole, what a great event. What a great organization, the King Harbor Boating Foundation. We're so thrilled to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, too.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Julie, and you guys, so much for our local community in highlighting your love and your passion for the ocean. We're excited and we can't wait. May 17th, ladies and gentlemen, a week from Mother's Day, a week after Mother's Day, that Sunday, 11 to 6, the King Harbor Seafair. It's going to be fabulous. Come on out. We'll see you there. Thanks, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.